And so after the prophetic gifting is a prophetic ministry where you begin to be asked to do ministry in this area. And like I talked about the Word Gifts group at the Holy Spirit Conference, where my gifting was nurtured there by some wonderful prophetic people. I was given training and we had sessions and times like this with others. And lo and behold, I began to find that I had a prophetic ministry of imparting this gifting to people and to the body, and began to see that the fruit of it was good, that it wasn't just a jack-in-the-box kind of thing, but it was good, that there was results. Lord willing, for the three of you that I prophetically ministered to, that it was a blessing, that it wasn't just Fred doing a wah-wah-wah kind of thing and trying to impress the crowd, but that it was really Jesus touching you, connecting people to the love and the heart of God. So then after a while, there is, and also in the prophetic ministry, there's less man, more of the Word of God, more and more, and it gets more and more powerful. And a lot of times there's with that anointing, there's a release of Holy Spirit power. And sometimes healing comes when there's a word given. Just because the word is given, stuff starts happening in the spiritual realm or in the physical realm. It just breaks out. There's a Holy Ghost breakout. And then there is all the way over here in stage four where the decline of the human element is minimal and much of it is God. And there are people that exercise sometimes, as it says here, the prophetic office or ministry of being a prophet begins to occur. Graham Cook is a prophet. There are others like him. And that they speak with authority. In this area here, where it's not only in a local body, but outside the local body, beyond the local body, to a regional or even a national or international ministry begins to develop. It expands. So this is in the local body, but then it begins to go out to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the earth. And more and more and more, it's God's word, God's anointing, less and less of self. But again, keeping ourselves humble, only Jesus is the perfect prophet. Only Jesus is 100% pure, with no man's word in there at all. It's crucial. You know, I showed you that which came from the tabloids. Listen to this. Am I not the Lord God the Almighty? Am I not the God that created the heavens and the earth? Am I not the God that moved upon the waters and saved Noah and his family? Am I not the God that sent my only begotten Son to be your Savior? I call you to cast down the idol of fear. Cast it down and break it and destroy it in your life and in the families and people around you. Do not worship at the altar of fear, but worship before my throne. For I am the living God, and I have bought you with a price beyond measure. And I call you to worship me and to look to me, the light of your salvation. You need not fear, for I have cast down fear, and I call you to live as people in the victory of my resurrection. Do not look to the left, do not look to the right, but look to me, for I am your God, I am your Savior. My light is upon you, and I will go before you and make a way for you. For some it will be hard, it will be difficult, but I will not leave you, I will not forsake you. For I am the Lord God Almighty, and I am with you, and I will take you through. I will take you through the fire and through the depths of the difficulties and situations of your life. For I love you, my people. I love you with a love that is beyond knowing. And then I will be with you, and I will take you forward. So worship at my throne and cast down the idol of fear. Does that speak to you? Can you hear Jesus in that? You know, I think that exemplifies the whole aspect of what we're talking about. More and more His Word. Listen to this one. Look upon me, my child. Your eyes and the focus of your hearts have been upon the cares and concerns of this world rather than on my provisions. I will bring to you the peace you have been longing to have. I love you far too much to allow you to carry the burdens you have been holding on to. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. So come to me now and let me relieve you of those burdens. I love you so much, my child. Can you feel the love of Jesus, the presence of Jesus? You know, they're not perfect words. They're brought by men, but they're the word of the Lord that in this ministry of the prophetic that it brings that edification, that exhortation, that consolation. And so what I want to do now as we finish is I just want to pray for a release of that for you, individually, corporately, in a comfortable posture. You can put your hands out or just sit. You might want to close your eyes. Be receptive, okay? We're talking here not about that you're all going to be prophets. Some of you may have that in your future. Maybe you're heading in this direction. Some of you may have prophetic ministry that will continue to expand and the Lord will take you. I mean, like I've said all along, I'm this Wisconsin farm boy that God has so wonderfully, gloriously, to my amazement, taken me to many countries and different churches and given me the privilege of sharing his word and teaching and prophesying in those countries about the nations and having words given about being a father of the to the nations and things like that that is scary for a farm kid, you know? But you know, it's about being the loaves and fishes in the hands of Jesus. So, but prophetic gifting and simple prophetic, I believe, is very, very much a part of where we can all go already. So I'm going to pray for increase in that area. So if you're comfortable, let's pray. Father, I thank you. I thank you for these dear ones. I thank you for your love for them and your love for your body, the church, for this congregation. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that it's your desire that we should all prophesy, to pursue love, but even to prophesy. And we're sorry, Lord, that at times we have been scared and refused to go where you have called us to go. You say to test everything. And we don't want to be spiritual jack-in-the-boxes. We don't want to be hooked in by deception or the perils of the prophetic. We want to be discerning, wise. You're people that are about our Father's kingdom work. And so in the name of the Lord Jesus, right here, right now, I pray for a release of the prophetic in these dear ones, personally, individually, that fear would be pressed down, would be eradicated, would be moved out, and faith would rise up in Jesus' name. There would be increase of faith to recognize that gift is not just for some, but it's for each of us, that we can all prophesy. Now, Lord, now in Jesus' name, pour it out, this gracious gift for the building up of the body, for the edification, the exhortation, the consolation that is needed in the world today, that you would use these individuals to do that. And that they would suddenly experience by your presence, Holy Spirit, the quickening within them, their spirit, and they would sense that they need to say something, and that it would come out in English, or maybe even in tongues with interpretation of tongues, in their gatherings. But increase in Jesus' name the gift of prophecy, the ministry of the prophetic in this dear assembly, in Jesus' name. And in the name of the Lord Jesus, I bind the evil one who would come to rob and steal, kill and destroy, to impersonate and to cause confusion and distraction. I bind you in Jesus' name. You have no right here. You have no authority, for Jesus is Lord. And I pray for these vessels, these houses, that you would fill them with your Spirit and that you would manifest your gifts. Not just the prophetic gifts, but all the gifts that we've talked about in our time together. In Jesus' name, that they would, it would be like a gorgeous garden that is in full bloom, that the gifts would bring glory and praise and honor to you, Jesus. That you would be seen, that we would decrease and you would increase. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm going to pray it over you in the Spirit. Even now, my people, even now my river begins to rise among you. The water is rising. The water is rising, and do not be afraid. Do not be allow fear to enter in, but the river of my Spirit begins to increase in you and about you. Do not be afraid, but go with the flow of the river of my Spirit. For the river of my Spirit has a strong current. Do not fight it, but go with it. And you will find that you will be a part of my kingdom work that is necessary in this time and in this season, right here and right now, in this community and beyond. For I, the Lord God, grieve over the state of the people of the land and the waywardness, the sinfulness that has begun to darken them and to cause them to no longer see me or give glory to my name. But it is my desire to use you to remove the veil, and that they would see my glory, and they would see me, and that they would bow down and worship me, and that I am going to use you. I will use you to part the curtain. I will use you to reveal my heart of compassion, my heart of love to people that are so broken, so hurting, so despairing that they have no hope. But I will use you. Because you are my vessels, you are my dear ones, you are precious to my heart. But be ready, for the time is at hand, and even now I am at the door and say, come with me, go with me, go with me, my people. Go with me across the street, down the road, into the marketplace, and know that I am with you, and I will use you to manifest my kingdom, to speak my word, and to bring my grace upon the people about you. Do not fear. Do not fear. But know that I am with you. I am with you. I am with you always. And I will use you for my glory, for my honor, for my sake. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, now I want you to find a partner. Find a partner, please. Face somebody. Pull your chairs. Get a partner. You can have your spouse. I don't care. It might be easier to do it with a stranger than your spouse, but guess what you're going to do? Yeah, you're going to do the simple prophetic. You're going to do it. All you're going to do, and I know some of you are going to want to do more, but you're forbidden. You're just going to do one sentence. You're going to do one sentence. And you're going to, we're going to have a time of just prayer, of quiet, listening, just listen. You don't realize it, but you can hear. Nowadays we don't have TV antennas or hardly any form of antennas, but I'm going to encourage you to put out your antennas and listen, and you're going to pick up the voice of God. You're going to hear it for the person that you're with. And all you do, all you have to do, and you're going to want to do more, but please don't, you're going to finish the sentence. The Father loves you and says to you, just finish the sentence. Can you say that part, the first part with me? The Father loves you and says to you. Okay? The Father loves you and says to you. Okay? We're going to just spend a few moments listening, and then we're going to have you bravely share, the Father loves you and says to you. Okay? Ready to be brave? Ready to be bold? You can do this. Absolutely. Right? All right. So, let's ask. Seek, knock. Father, in Jesus' name, give to your children a word. Give them. It's coming. Come, Father, in Jesus' name, by the power of your Spirit, give words. One to another, here, now, right now. I reveal your love. The Father loves you and says to you and manifests that in these teams, in these partnerships, as they speak that word. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. And it might be a Bible verse that you learned as a kid. It might be totally unrelated, but just finish the sentence. Don't go to sentence number two. That's cheating. Just one sentence, okay? Ready? Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Increase. Increase. Those that aren't getting anything yet, give it to them, Lord. All of them. Everybody. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Okay. Ready? Somebody decide to be first and speak to the other person. Go ahead, do it. The Father loves you and says to you. One sentence. Switch. Switch. Okay, you should be done. Have you done it? Did you guys do it?
Yeah, I did.
You did, they did, you guys do it. Guys back there, did you do it? Yes? You guys do it? You got it yet? Nothing in your head? It's okay. It's okay, just think for a minute. How are you guys doing over here? You guys, no paragraphs. You okay?
I only got a partial.
Partial? Partials are good. It might be two words. The Father loves you and what?
Well done.
Well done. Holy smokes. That's good. You got one? You guys do it?
Yeah.
You guys do it? You did it? All right. Ladies, you're going beyond the one.
They kept it to one.
I know. Good. Hey, we're done. We're done. Look at this. You guys get it? Do it? Good. Okay.
We got it.
You got it?
Yep.
Ladies, are you going beyond one?
No.
Oh, thank you. Good. Okay. All right. You did it. All right? That's all it is doing that again and again. We have done this at camp. We've done this in church. It's amazing. And people get their socks blessed off. It's amazing. That's what we call the simple prophetic. And the whole body can do this. You might feel a little tongue-tied. You might feel like, oh, I can't. Maybe even today, you couldn't get it to come. That's okay. It's okay. But is it fun? Were you blessed by what you got from the person? Did it make sense? Look at me. Everybody's so busy. Were you blessed? Did it help? Were you edified? Were you exhorted? Did you receive consolation? You know, that's what's supposed to be going on here. Okay.
If you enjoy the teaching the past couple days, know that Pastor Fred and a group of prophetic people from the Twin Cities had a year-long class, I think 2012, but they videotaped it. And our congregation is going to get use of those videotapes, so we will have, they call it a of School of Ministry will meet twice a month, beginning in the fall, with this kind of teaching all year. I think we'll probably do it like, I'm not exactly sure, but say first and third Mondays at our house. I have a guess of the dates, but we'll have to pick and choose the sessions, because we got more sessions than nights.
There's all kinds of prophetic artistry, doing prophetic, speaking prophetically in art, music, all kinds of different aspects. So it's not just what we, today was 101.